Okay, regarding the film clips, regarding the images and things you have on the screen, just a few things hit me, but I want some give you some suggestions. Okay, I mean, obviously, you've done a very, very good job here. But I was looking at 3 minutes and 9 seconds, which is people. You have people there. And then 5 minutes, 55 seconds is people. And 7 minutes, 51 seconds, you know, at each of these places, you begin a clip, a short video of some people. And then at 3 minutes and 11 seconds, you have a sort of sailboat in front of some buildings, sort of like a coastline. I don't know, these for some reason, when I'm looking at these, and the topic being discussed is sovereignty at that point, it just doesn't seem right to me. When I think of sovereignty, see, I studied economics. When I think of sovereignty, I think of capital investment. That means, like, you're really establishing your foundation, economic foundation in the country. That to me is a stronger suggestion of sovereignty. So I would suggest for these places, and maybe, you know, maybe some other places too, as appropriate. What about things like dams? You know, huge dams where you have the water coming over the dam on these huge, you know, this is a huge engineering project. You also have something like, for example, a factory that's manufacturing vehicles or manufacturing cars or trucks or whatever it is. That's also a big example of a capital investment. You know, any kind of, you know, factory situation, or maybe even the situation of having one of these huge shopping malls, you know, where you have all the cars outside and you have all these people going inside the shopping malls, or going in, you know, department stores, and there are a lot of people there and they're buying things and stuff like that. I mean, if you can actually see, I think it's important to see the building, because that is the investment. Now, obviously, you have a number of shots of bridges inside here. That's also good. Another thing which shows capital investment would be pipelines. You know, if you have pipelines, like, for example, oil, you know, they're moving oil or moving water or moving something. Also, I suppose some sort of mine, like you have those open pit mines where they have all the steam shovels and all the huge off the road trucks, and they're digging down in there. In some countries, you have these mines, like in Australia, the example comes to mind. You have these huge open pit mines, and they're, you know, they're digging in there and stuff like that. And you have all these trucks and huge steam shovels and everything else moving around, you know. So, I mean, things like that, I think, would be better and more indicative. Now, there were another couple places where you had people, and I thought that was okay. You know, at that point, being, it sort of depends on what's being read, you know, the audio at that point. So these are the comments I wanted to make about the imagery that you have in the first video.